Talk Live. We are launching an hour number two of the program, and you can take control of the airwaves toll-free.
800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you.
Dan Gard.
And Mark. And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features on the site for free. So enjoy those on us. Again, freetalklive.com. Again, keeping you up to date on the Ron Paul situation. This is November 5th, and of course, that is Guy Fawkes Day. For those of you that have seen V for Vendetta, you're probably very well familiar with the significance of November 5th, and that's why it was chosen to be the day, probably the biggest day of Ron Paul's fundraising in his campaign yet.
Well, it's the biggest day of his fundraising, and it's the biggest day of any fundraising ever in the Republican Party.
According to...
At least in this particular election.
Correct. Right. According to the Ron Paul campaign, so far in the 2008 election cycle, the biggest day belongs to Mitt Romney on January 8th, and those are Republican candidates. He raised just over $3.1 million, and then they did it. Now they've beaten Mitt Romney. So, and there's a full four more hours left in the day.
This is great.
The amount of money they've raised has eclipsed $3.1 million, and it is just going up and up and up. There doesn't seem to be any stop. It's not leveling off. There's a graph that you can look at.
It's an amazing graph.
It shows you it's just going to the sky, essentially. Let's go to the phones and talk to William in Maryland. You're on Free Talk Live. William.
Yeah, hi. You talk about Ron Paul a lot, and I want to ask, why do you support Ron Paul?
Okay, well, why don't you start, Mark?
I like Ron Paul because he has been consistent so far in being a small government kind of guy. Lots of Republicans say, I'm for smaller government, but you see what happens when we elect Republicans. I mean, 2000 to 2006, pretty good example of what happens. And it was disgusting. Ron Paul wants to lower taxes for everybody. He wants to shut down the IRS. He wants to... pull us out of Iraq. Lots of the Democrats are saying, well, we should get out of Iraq, but what are their plans? To leave troops.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm just looking for a guy that's going to do what he says he's going to do. And then
he wants to pull the troops home from around the world, not just Iraq.
Does he actually have a chance of winning in a Republican primary?
By the looks of it, he's getting lots of donations. He has won most of the Republican straw polls out there. He's won most of the online polls. He's polling at 7.4%, and these polls are skewed. These are the telephone polls, which only go to old people with telephones.
Right, old people, registered Republicans.
The thing is, though, what is the majority of the Republicans? The majority of Republicans are just nuts. They're pro-war theocrats. And I don't think that the average Republican would vote for Ron Paul.
Well, I also don't think that any of the average Republican, I don't think any of them out there is enamored with any of the candidates. You've got Mitt Romney, who is, by their account, not mine, their account is likely...
They seem to like Giuliani. I don't know why.
Why in the world would they like somebody who's anti-gun and pro-abortion?
Well, they just, for some reason, because of 9/11.
That's what the media is telling you. The media is telling you that Giuliani's great. I just don't believe it for a second. I don't think I'm in New Hampshire. I have never seen a Rudy Giuliani sign. I'm at least seeing Mitt Romney signs. I'm not even seeing Rudy Giuliani signs. I don't think he's going to show up that well. And also, you can't believe these polls. The way they ask these questions are, who are you going to support? Are you a likely Republican primary voter?
I guess so. Yes.
The thing is, if you look at every Republican, Ron Paul is the only anti-war Republican. How many Republicans, what percent of Republicans do you think would want the troops to come home? If they had a poll on that, for example.
I'd say about 50-50.
No, it depends on which Republicans you ask, because the Republican base today, you're right about that, William, most of the Republicans today are indeed in favor of the war. But that's because the Republican base has been decimated by these big government warmongering Republicans over the last decade and a half. And, all of the other Republicans who used to be small government Republicans,
now they're independents.
They've found that they're just somewhere else. They don't care what's going on in the Republican Party. So the people that are answering these phone polls are the hardcore neocon Republicans, any Republican is better than anything else kind of people that will vote for, as long as it's got an R next to their name, they'll vote for them.
Republicans really for small government? Like, when did they actually reduce the size of the government?
Never.
Never.
Yeah, because I was going to say,
Right. They're liars. Most of them are just scum. But, I mean, you know, not just the Republicans. I mean, you Democrats lie.
But the Democrats don't. Now, wait a minute. The Democrats don't claim to want to reduce government.
No.
So you got to give them credit for
They're going to make government efficient.
I've never heard them claim that either.
When has a Democrat ever made government efficient? And they're out there for the little guy.
That's a big lie.
I think that a lot more liberals and Democrats are learning more about economics. I agree that Democrats have historically supported a lot of stupid policies like the minimum wage, but I still think that that's going to change. I think they're going to adopt like more liberal, like libertarian, like economic policy.
Well, we're still waiting. I mean, that'd be wonderful if they did.
That'd be fabulous. I'll vote for one when they do.
Yeah.
But right now we've got Ron Paul, who in fact does.
Right.
And that's what a primary's for. A primary's for you to go out and support the guy who you think is the right one.
Well, and about, not whether or not you think Ron he can Paul win. On immigration and gay rights and abortion.
I'm sorry. Immigration, gay rights, abortion.
Yeah,
give me one of them.
Immigration.
Immigration. Ron Paul's for basically stopping the flow of immigrants into the country until we can get our house in order. Which I
don't agree with him.
I don't agree with him on that particular point. But you know, what are you going to do? Do you want a candidate who's? Do you see a candidate out there that's like Ron Paul but supports a free market and immigration?
Well, I'm a liberal. Well, actually, no. The Evan Bay. I know he reduced.
Who?
He had a record-breaking tax cut in his state. That was one Democrat that was sort of going that direction.
I don't even know. I mean,
is he
running for president?
I don't think he's even running this time, I don't think.
He's not.
No.
So, again, there's nobody out there with a history of voting for in a pro-liberty way like Ron Paul. I mean, most all of the Republicans are a bunch of lying scum, but Ron Paul, if you actually look at his voting record, he really does do what he says he's going to do. He said,
really
you elect me.
I don't think he's going to win because, I think the average Republican is just insane.
And do you think we're going to be better off with Hillary Rodham Clinton?
No, I think that Hillary Clinton is just basically a neocon.
I agree with that. I can't predict what's going to happen in the primary vote. Hopefully more than just your average Republicans are going to show up. Here in New Hampshire, for instance, all of the undeclared voters and the majority of voters in New Hampshire are undeclared, or the plurality of them. There's 44%
or
something.
New Hampshire.
Yeah.
I think there's a good chance he could win New Hampshire.
If he wins New Hampshire, then he could win any other state.
You know what the percentages are of a person who wins New Hampshire going on to being the president, right?
I mean, I know that'll be helpful for him, but I still don't think I don't know.
Only time will tell, William. Thanks for the call, man.
Your expert political analysis is appreciated, but I mean, he wins New Hampshire, man, he's in there.
And William, I think it's notable to mention that you describe Hillary Clinton as pretty much a neocon.
Yes,
and if you actually look at it, you can pretty much describe the neocons as liberal Democrats, because in most cases, the liberal Democrats, you look at Lyndon Johnson, hardcore socialist and pro-war,
mm-hmm.
amazingly. Hillary Clinton, hardcore socialist and pro-war. The neocons, pretty much socialist and pro-war.
Sure.
The only one who is apparently not hardcore socialist or even middle-of-the-road socialist and is not pro-war is Ron Paul.
I would just like to say that I'm glad that the people that are supporting Ron Paul don't have the attitude that William does.
Like, oh, there's no way he can win.
Yeah, I mean, all the candidates suck.
Oh, yeah.
And, the world is going to end tomorrow. What are you going to do?
I'm sitting at a little campfire thing with my friend Mick and his wife Sarah, and it's a birthday thing for them, and they have a friend over. And this guy apparently is not very well-versed in political philosophy or anything like that. Mick and I are both libertarians. We're sitting there, and he goes, well, why are you going to vote for this guy, man? And this dude is a little firecracker of a guy, you know, of a former military guy, a tough dude, knows martial arts. And, you don't really want to get in an argument with this guy because it's not going to turn out pretty, especially if he's drunk. So he's sitting there, he's like, why are you going to vote for this guy? And we said, because nobody else deserves our vote.
Yeah.
And I disagree with Ron Paul on the immigration thing, although I think Ron Paul probably sticks to the dictum that was mentioned by Milton Friedman just before he died. He said, you cannot reasonably think that you are going to be able to combine open borders with the welfare state.
He has pointed that out. When we had him on the show, I did talk to him about the immigration issue, not in as much depth as I might have liked to because we were short on time, but I get the feeling that he's pandering to some extent the Republican base in order to not alienate them.
He certainly isn't going to get elected by saying we're
on that one issue.
He understands that a prohibition on immigrants is going to fail as the drug prohibition has failed, as any other prohibition has failed. So he gets that, and he understands that welfare needs to be rolled back. And then he's even said things like, then we want immigrants once welfare's gone. So he's pro-immigrant. More on the way. It's Free Talk Live.
What's the worst thing about listening to the radio? The commercial breaks are too long. Now for just $3 a month, you can help Free Talk Live reduce the amount of time we spend playing commercials and get some really cool bonuses. Your contribution will help us get the show on more radio stations and MP3 players. For pennies a day, you'll help spread the message of liberty around the world. For more information, visit amp.freetalklive.com. Consider becoming a Free Talk Live amplifier today for just $3 a month at amp.freetalklive.com. Are you comfortable every night in your bed? Do you look forward to another night of blissful slumber? Since I've been sleeping on my mattress from SavvyRest, I've had some of the best sleep of my life. My shoulders and ribs don't ache in the morning like they did from my old mattress, and my wife loves it too. SavvyRest mattresses are made of natural latex rubber, organic wool, and organic cotton, and they feel amazing. You sleep a third of your life, and you feel the results all day. The right mattress makes the difference. Go to SavvyRest.com and buy a latex mattress today. SavvyRest.com, for the sleep you've been dreaming of.
The United States seems to be celebrating over its triumph of reducing government debt. But the truth be told, public and private debt increased to a record high in 1999, reaching a peak of $14.8 trillion, marking 10.57% annual increase, outpacing its previous 10 years. The U.S. economy receives its currency by taking on debt through a private banking institution called the Federal Reserve System. In the year 2000, debt growth collapsed to only 4.5%. It's bad enough that the U.S. citizens is bound by debt in order to have commerce. However, shocking the economy with a reduction of this magnitude could wipe out years of growth in a stock portfolio. Before you make your next investment decision, get the cold hard facts. Call 1-800-686-2237 for your free report on the outstanding level of public and private debt. You must understand how recession and depression are driven by outstanding debt. Call 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
There are many types of storable foods, but how about a superfood that contains every nutrient that the human body needs for survival? 50% protein, 300 milligrams of potassium per ounce, and calcium and magnesium for your heart and bones, with many more nutrients found in this incredible food source that the government does not want you to have. This product is available in powder, seeds, and oil, and is shipped free to your door in the U.S. This product is illegal to grow in the U.S., but is legal to import. Don't waste time thinking about storing food. Plan ahead and prepare for yourself and your family now, and be in control of your destiny. You can save and invest your money, but in the end, food will be your greatest asset. Remember what the Word of God says in Ezekiel 7:19. Call 908-691-2608 and see what the powder, seeds, and oil can do for you. Remember, food will be your greatest asset. Call 908-691-2608. This product does not contain THC. Call 908-691-2608 today.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online at hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
Talk Live, it's your show, and you can bring up anything toll-free. 1-800-259-9231, that's the SACL CAI toll-free line. And it's Ian here with you.
And Guard.
And Mark. 800-259-9231, you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features on the site, totally free, so enjoy those on us. And those include the Shrine of Female Listeners, the dozens of ladies who've sent us their validated photo to prove they listen to the show. Head over to shrine.freetalklive.com to see what that's all about. Shrine.freetalklive.com. And your mattress was likely manufactured using all kinds of disturbing chemicals. Does this bother you? Well, it bothers some scientists, especially in the case of young children. SavvyRest mattresses.
mattresses are made of 100% natural latex rubber, organic wool, and organic cotton. Try their crib mattresses, too. SavvyRest.com for the sleep you've been dreaming of. That's SavvyRest.com. So we just got off the phone with William in Maryland, who is a... I would say a little bit on the pessimistic side about the Ron Paul's chances.
Yeah, I you know, I understand where he's coming from. I don't know if I'd put even money on Ron Paul winning the presidency.
I don't think I would either. But I'm a bit pessimistic myself, just because I know the system is just corrupt to the core, and they don't want Ron Paul to win. And of course, the fact is, in many of the states where the primaries are going to be happening early, it's already too late for people to change their party registration. So if you are a Democrat in New Hampshire, for instance, and you want to vote for Ron Paul, you're just SOL. You
right.
can't,
mm-hmm.
you know, there's nothing you can do at this point. So there are definitely some factors about the system that are working against Ron Paul. Does that mean it's completely impossible?
Right.
No.
Well, I know what's going to happen if nobody, makes an effort. And, you know, if the guy didn't come up with this November5th.com, then, all this money wouldn't necessarily have been donated.
Over $3 million. In less than a day.
Right. And they certainly wouldn't have gotten the news story out of it. And so if I expect other people to go out there and do something for Ron Paul, you know, it's reasonable to expect I would go out there and do something for Ron Paul. I'd donate money. I'd, stand on the corner and hand out leaflets. I'd put signs in my yard. You know, something. I've done all those. And I really can't think of anything else to do, but, I'd do it if somebody thought of it. I'm going to take my shirt off for Ron Paul to get people to vote or to send money. You know, and if nobody does anything, then I know what we're going to get. So why wouldn't I do something?
By the way, Mark, you were right about something. You touched on it.
Say that again.
You mentioned that Republicans were pretty divided right now about who they were going to vote for, and I'm trying to see if I can find the article. I saw it on Drudge today. It might have bumped off by this point, but essentially it was backing up exactly what you were saying.
Right, that people that fill out, how much do you support Giuliani? Like, very much so. I support him. I sort of somewhat support him. You know, that kind of thing.
Yeah.
And you'd be surprised. People really don't know which Republican they want, and there's a reason why they don't know which Republican they want. There isn't a real Republican out there. You've got McCain, who, everybody who knows that he's sort of a hybrid Republican-Democrat, consensus bringer kind of guy, so he doesn't have the hardcore base. You've got Giuliani, who is pro-abortion and anti-gun.
Right.
Well, that alienates two portions of the Republican base. You've got Romney, who is, he's of a religion that's sort of new on the scene, and a lot of people are going to consider him a cultist. And
Mormon.
And he's a Mormon. Yeah. And that's going to, it doesn't alienate the base, but it certainly doesn't motivate the a lot of the Republican base.
Right, and the other guys don't have anything.
Fred Thompson has, he was a flash in the pan. He's gone.
Well, yeah, I was talking about Fred on the show today. He was on Meet the Press yesterday with an interview that he sounded great and everything. He doesn't have a chance. He's not going anywhere.
Nobody showed up to see him when he was in Iowa.
Now, Ron Paul, I wanted to mention that guy who was asking my friend Mick and me about why we would support this guy, Ron Paul. Oh, he doesn't have a chance. He doesn't. Why are you going to throw away your vote? You said, look, my vote is not something that all the other candidates can assume they'll get. I'm not throwing my vote away. My vote is mine. I possess it, and I can give it to the individual to whom I think deserves it. He's got to prove that he deserves it. Why would I give it to somebody else just because I think he has a chance to win, and if I don't agree with anything he stands for?
Especially in a primary. Especially in a primary. In a primary, there is no throwing away a vote. Assuming that the Republicans could count on my vote in the first place, and
it's
they damn sure can't.
It is so stupid.
Because I vote my conscience. I vote the candidate that's right. But assuming they could actually count on my vote, I am voting for a Republican.
Right, the candidates don't lead me. I decide for myself.
It's sad how many people, have that, you're wasting your vote mentality, and that's something the Libertarian candidates have been fighting against forever.
Right.
Which is, to answer William's original question, why do you support Ron Paul? My answer to that is because, he was a Libertarian candidate for president back in 1988, so, if that's all I knew about him, that would be enough libertarian credibility for me to go ahead and vote for him in this case.
Libertarian street cred.
Yeah, exactly. But the fact is, beyond the fact that he ran in 1988, he's also had a tremendous record in Congress of voting no on virtually everything that comes across his desk.
Mm-hmm.
And he's well known amongst libertarian circles as the libertarian congressman.
That's
so
right.
There's no doubt in my mind. In fact, most libertarians, a supermajority of libertarians, are not actually even paying attention to what's going on with the Libertarian Party right now. I couldn't tell you what the Libertarian Party's doing. I know they're trying to raise money to get their candidates on the ballot, but most libertarians are sending their money to Ron Paul because he really is the principled candidate if you love liberty. And there's just no bones about that.
And
now, here's the other point on why Ron Paul has a good chance to win. Because the pro-war vote is divided.
Mm-hmm.
There are a lot of Republican warmongers. There's no doubt.
Let's say it's 50-50 or even 60-40. Those pro-war people have to choose between Giuliani, Romney, McCain, Thompson, any of them, Huckabee, and all the rest of those
Hunter.
People.
Yeah.
You know, Duncan Hunter. They're going to split their vote amongst those five, six candidates.
33%, Ron Paul can win.
Right.
That is an excellent
if Ron Paul gets 30% in New Hampshire, he likely does win New Hampshire. If he wins New Hampshire...
it changes the landscape completely.
Mostly as far as historically how things go is if you win in New Hampshire and your party and you're the winning party, you're the president of the United States. Bam, that's how it goes. It doesn't happen.
Historically, yeah.
Yeah, it doesn't happen all the time or anything like that, and these are just statistics. That doesn't make it true.
Sure.
New Hampshire doesn't elect the president. They just, do a primary. But it has credibility. People, they're going to start paying attention. And the media has to pay attention. They have to take Ron Paul seriously if he gets 30% in New Hampshire.
And, I got to say, Mark, either way, you're going to be satisfied. If Ron Paul gets it, it's just incredible icing on the cake. If Ron Paul gets second or third, if he gets third in New Hampshire, Ron Paul has made a significant impact and his ideas are going to be dealt with much more seriously because that sends a warning shot across the bow. Just as a couple anecdotes to mention to you gentlemen, I was online today, I had to look up the New Hampshire GOP to get their website and make a phone call. I mentioned this to a friend of mine on the phone. And it was interesting because when I put in the Google NHGOP official, the first hit was not the New Hampshire GOP website. It was the Ron Paul 2008 for president website.
Well, I'm telling you, Ron Paul is going to get 20% in New Hampshire.
Yeah.
If Ron Paul doesn't get 20% in New Hampshire, I will clean the station bathroom.
office?
did I say your office? I said the bathroom.
Oh, okay, right, the bathroom.
That's already pretty clean, though.
She does a good job.
There's a reason it's clean. It's because people clean it.
Yeah, good point. Yeah.
Absolutely. He's going to get 20%. I totally believe that. He's got 7.4% in the old person poll here.
Yeah. I'm not going to go out and predict any percentages or anything like that, but the other reason to support Ron Paul, beyond the fact that he could win, is that even if he doesn't win, it's the best libertarian outreach effort in the history of libertarianism, and that's worth supporting just on its own. More on the way. Your calls as well. 800-259-9231. This is your show. It's Free Talk Live.
Yes, there is an in-dash AM/FM shortwave radio. For a limited time and in limited numbers, the Sony GT-160S AM/FM shortwave radio and CD player is available only at the Power Hour. This radio is designed to eliminate interference from ignition systems, and the result is clear, clean reception, so you can hear your favorite broadcasts both domestically and internationally. Get your Sony AM/FM shortwave radio and CD player from the Power Hour today. Call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. $29 to order. Only $249 plus shipping and handling, and we'll ship it right to you. There's even an input to plug in an external source. Your MP3 player, your iPod, your DVD player, or any other source will sound great through your new Sony receiver. These radios are not available anywhere else and for a limited time, so call now. Dial 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829 and get your Sony GT-160S AM/FM shortwave radio and CD player from the Power Hour.
Attention, this is an urgent GCN financial bulletin. Have you ever wanted to make a lot of extra cash in a way that requires very little money to get started? If so, and you have a high-speed internet connection, this may well be the most important message you will ever hear. Here's why. You can now get a free DVD that reveals how to make more money than any sane person can possibly spend, and do it while working part-time at home with your computer. The new DVD shows how to earn money with no employees, no rent or other overhead. And the best part is that you don't have to go into debt to get started. It's extremely easy to get this home business up and running. And if you work smart, you can start earning money in a very short period of time. The DVD is free. However, you must pay a small shipping charge. To get your DVD, simply call 888-213-1455. That's 888-213-1455. If the line is busy, please keep trying to call back. That number again is 888-213-1455.
It's a fact. Since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, all banks in these United States create money out of thin air for every single loan they issue. With never-ending late fees, over-the-limit fees, and higher interest rates, it has become mathematically impossible to repay all debt, making all of us slaves to our creditors. The Federal Debt Relief System has created a successful attorney-backed program to legally eliminate credit card debt, personal loans, lines of credit, and other unsecured debts which have been fraudulently created by the banks. We can terminate your unsecured debt within 18 months with a much lower monthly payment, ending with nothing on your credit report. Join the thousands of Americans who now breathe with a sigh of relief because they have legally eliminated their debt. Instead of living each day in fear and frustration, it's time to take action and turn your life around. Call the Federal Debt Relief System at 877-943-8600. That's 877-943-8600. Or visit FDRS.org. Find out how you can break the cycle of debt slavery. Visit FDRS.org today.
Have you ever thought about what's in your shampoo, soap, or detergent? How about chlorides, dyes, ethanol, sulfates, sodium, formaldehydes, and more? Even fragrance can indicate the presence of some 4,000 separate ingredients, most of which are synthetic. Hi, this is Alex Jones. I was shocked when I discovered I could be inhaling these additives that can lead to coughing, wheezing, and shortness of breath, headaches, nausea, irritation of the skin, and mucous membranes. Now compare Calben Pure Soap. All natural, earth-friendly, no harsh chemicals, no animal testing. They're safe, and you save 85% of the money you're spending on cleaning products now. Start saving over $1,000 a year for your family of four. Keep it natural. Call Calben Pure Soap for a free catalog at 1-800-340-7091 or log on to 5starsoap.com. Try Calben Pure Soaps, and I'll bet you'll never use any other cleaning products again. Call 1-800-340-7091 for all your cleaning needs.
You're listening to GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
This is Free Talk Live. It's your show. We can bring up whatever's on your mind toll-free. 800-259-9231. The toll-free signal CAI line for you. 1-800-259-9231. It is Ian here with you.
And Guard.
And Mark. And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features on the site completely free. So enjoy those on us. And the features include the wiki with over 1,400 pages created by listeners like you. It's like the listener editable version of our website. Head over to wiki.freetalklive.com to get interactive there. That's wiki.freetalklive.com. And are you having trouble getting the restful sleep your body desperately needs? Before you reach for addictive pills, try the Sleep Generator. It's a CD that uses scientifically engineered audio frequencies that interact with the human brain in such a way that it almost forces quick, safe, and non-addictive sleep. So if you're really having trouble falling asleep, go to highspeedsleep.com. Remember, for deep, restful sleep, it's highspeedsleep.com.
You know, those drugs are that people use for sleep can be addictive, and I think that any alternative to that is probably something that people should
look at. Oh, yeah.
800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. All right, let's go right into the phone calls. Talk to Shane in Ohio. Shane, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian Gardner and Mark.
Hello.
Hey, Shane.
Hey, Shane.
What's on your mind?
Hey, I'm one of the Palestinians or whatever it is the bloggers are calling us today.
I'm not sure what that is.
Well, they like to make up those little names and
instead of Ron Paul, instead of Palestinian, it's Palestinian.
Oh, just whatever they're making up today.
Okay.
Anyways, I'm a pretty young guy, 22. Never really big into politics. I think I voted for Kerry. last way around, and I felt filthy about it afterwards.
Yeah, don't worry. There wasn't any way to walk out not feeling filthy.
Oh, there was. I voted for Michael Badnarik, and I felt fine.
But you might have felt fine, but you didn't think your chances were very good of winning, did you?
Oh, I didn't
was that
care
a particularly
about that.
Good? Was that a particularly good feeling?
I don't go into an election hoping to win. I mean, I don't go in to vote for the person who I think's going to win. This is what we were just talking about, Mark.
No, it's not entirely that. Don't you feel a lot better about Ron Paul?
Well, yeah,
I do.
Why?
I feel fantastic.
Because he's going to win. Because he's got a much better chance of winning than Michael Badnarik.
But at least
great.
I didn't feel guilty.
Well, that's
you
that's
said.
Part
no,
of
I didn't say guilty. I said dirty, Ian.
Right. I would have felt dirty had I voted for a Republican or a Democrat in that case. So yeah, I would have felt dirty.
Please go on. I'll beat my partner up on the break.
Well, even if he didn't have much of a chance, it's. You know, I've really gotten a lot of excitement about the idea that there's a movement about people actually being involved in politics instead of pundits and newscasters and you know, the so-called the people who sanctioned who's front runner worthy and not. And I guess my question was, you know, I'm pretty new to libertarianism in general, and this is a result of me looking into Ron Paul and his history.
Mm-hmm.
And I was wondering, do you see this, whether he gets the nomination or not, do you see this turning into more of a grassroots young people getting together and starting to support libertarian and small government causes?
I think it's a great question.
Outside of the drug war, of course.
Mm-hmm. Well, I don't know if the libertarian movement has really been pigeonholed into the drug war effort, although I guess that's the impression you've gotten.
Yeah.
But that's a great question, and there's no way for me to answer it. I mean, it'd be total speculation. I would love to say, yes, this is going to blow up into a huge pro-liberty movement that's going to transcend Ron Paul and is going to go on until liberty takes over the country again. I mean, certainly that would be wonderful, but I don't know, because I also know that the other side of this, the coin here, is going to be that if Ron Paul doesn't succeed, there's going to be a tremendous amount of burnout.
That's
a lot of these people that have said things like, Ron Paul cured my apathy. You know, that's like one of the cute little quotes that's going around, and I love it. It's great because he's a doctor, so he cured the apathy. After Ron Paul loses, if he loses, then those people that had previously been apathetic are going to have all the reasons they need to go right back into being apathetic again.
Right.
And
when you're emotionally involved in a campaign, and I've got to say I am emotionally involved. I've donated money to Ron Paul. I've never donated to a politician before. When you're emotionally involved and then loss comes, that does not feel good.
And right. You know, it is. There's a funny manifestation of it from the backside, which is that you've been burned so many times in the past, you've become so jaded that you get like me for a long time, which is, well, you go at a
you
certain
have a
level.
Burn backside?
No. But you go at a certain level, you never expend super amounts because you know, hey, you know what? It's really not in your best interest to do that. So you go at a sort of a marathoner's pace.
Yeah.
You know, you say, okay, I'm in this for the long term. I'm not going to sprint because at the end of the sprint, I know I'm going to end up, you know, not winning the sprint.
A lot
but
of people
in this
just
case,
sit the race out after
that.
Yeah,
you know what? I think it's funny, though, looking at this, and it'd be interesting to see what you have to say on the other end of the phone line, because I think in this case, there might not be as much burnout as people think, because it's just, I think people are looking at Ron Paul as, this is gravy if he gets it. We're excited. We're hoping that he can do it. We're going to push as hard as we can. But I have a feeling afterwards there's going to be a pretty sizable percentage of people that still have their fingernails locked in to that beast of politics, and they're going to be riding in a little more because they're going to be that energized by the freedom philosophy.
I think that much is true, but Shane, what do you think? What's the impression you've gotten? How would you feel if Ron Paul doesn't succeed?
Shane? Did we lose Shane?
For the country, of course, but me personally, I think with this pro-liberty movement, I've found my home. I ran across a great quote the other day about conservatives wanting to be your daddy, liberals wanting to be your mommy, and libertarians treating you like an adult.
Yeah,
yeah.
And I think that just summed it up real nicely.
Think about it this way. I really love a lot of underground music, and I remember when I was first getting interested in music, there were some radio stations out of Boston that we could just get on the periphery. I lived in southern New Hampshire, and they would play this underground stuff, and it was just amazing. And the underground music, he kept thinking, well, maybe it's going to hit big. Maybe it's going to hit big. Maybe it's going to make it. And it would never make it.
Mm-hmm.
But what you do is you would hook up with other people who discovered the same thing. And that drove you further to go see bands and go to the clubs and support the bands. And you always hoped and always hoped. And then all of a sudden, Nirvana hit in the 1990s. And Green Day. And the reason they did, I actually know the guy who signed Green Day. His name was Mike Gitter. I went to college with him.
Mm-hmm.
He used to put out a little fanzine that was, 50 cents. And he did it with newspaper clippings and glued it all together and stuff. He ended up working for Atlantic Records and signing all these punk bands because after a while, he had been in it so long, he got in a position of power to be able to get these guys in. So I think that in a similar way, that energized feeling of, okay, we're still in the underground. We're still in the underground. But you know what? I'm finding people who feel the same way as me. This is great. That's going to keep people going for a little while longer than typical politicians, unlike Ron Paul.
And I think that, and Shane, good, and thank you for finding the Liberty Movement, and I hope that you stick with us, and I hope you continue to expand your mind and learn more about freedom and liberty, and hopefully we'll hear from you again. Thank you for the call. 800-259-9231 is the SACL CAI toll-free line. Now, Gardner, you had touched on this interesting concept of, us liberty-loving people. Over time, we keep getting burned, and we get burned, and we get burned, and so we don't want to get involved as much, so we don't get burned as much.
Yeah.
And I feel like that is... it's definitely affecting me to an extent. And I'm a pretty good activist. I get out there and I do outreach and I go out. I've got my radio show and I do a lot of activism in general.
Yeah.
But, for instance, I can see in my political contributions, I didn't give as much to the Bednarik campaign as I gave to the Harry Brown campaign. And I have not given as much to the Ron Paul campaign yet as I did to the Bednarik campaign. Now, I could probably will get there and I'll probably be sending him $100 here tonight at some point during the show.
Yeah.
But... That's sort of that same effect. It's like, do I really want to keep throwing money into this? I mean, I've got mortgages to pay, that sort of thing. But also, I think that concept or that mentality is tainting my answers to his question. His question about, well, what will happen if Ron Paul doesn't succeed? Well, I can't really, honestly, I can't really judge that because... all I've had experience with is the failure of libertarian
campaigns.
Your
rational expectations don't go on those lines.
Right. Yeah. The Ron Paul campaign has exceeded anybody's imagination. I mean, it has gone far and above what anybody ever thought that he would be able to do.
And this is
money, the volunteers, the effort, it's just been incredible.
This is where my rancor or my long-seated ill will or distrust or frustration with the pop media really comes into play. Because I think, look, even if Ron Paul doesn't get this, I want to slap those media people so hard and show them that they have disrespected some people who are pushing back, and they're going to push back harder and harder and harder as time goes along because they found each other now.
I think you're right about that. I think that there's inevitably going to be the burnout factor, but I don't think it's going to be as hardcore as it's been in the past. More on the way. It's Free Talk Live.
DVD,
books, music,
instruments,
periodicals,
computers,
software,
electronics,
photo,
cell phone,
office products,
home and garden,
bed and bath,
furniture,
kitchen,
pet supply,
automotive,
hardware,
apparel,
shoes,
jewelry,
grocery,
healthcare,
sports and outdoors,
toys,
games,
used and more.
It's a department store at your fingertips. Amazon.freetalklive.com. Get all your shopping done, a great deal, delivery to your door, and a percentage of your purchase will go to Free Talk Live when you enter Amazon through Amazon.freetalklive.com.
Do you need a new computer but don't seem to have the money to buy one? Is your credit stopping you from buying the newest computers that you need today? Then My Computer Club is your answer to buy that new computer or laptop now and pay for it later. Finance top quality new computers and laptops and hundreds of other electronics. There are no credit checks, no turndowns. If you're 18 years or older and have proof of income, you're approved. Prices start at just $22 a month. Go to mypccredit.com and finance your new computer today. That's mypccredit.com.
Are you concerned about the high cost of prescription drugs? Since January of 2006, RxDrugCard.com members have saved an average of $33 per prescription filled. That's over 46% savings. The average savings for generic drugs was over 71%. RxDrugCard.com is the only major discount prescription drug plan that offers a price lookup page, so you can get an idea of your discounted price before you enroll. RxDrugCard.com is for anyone who pays for their own prescriptions. There are no age restrictions, all prescriptions are covered, and 95% of all pharmacies in the U.S. participate, including Walmart, Walgreens, CVS Pharmacy, and many more. With RxDrugCard.com, you will save immediately with no messy forms or paperwork. Membership fees start at only $4.50 per month. and include a 30-day unconditional money-back guarantee. Visit us at www.rxdrugcard.com or call us at 888-216-2461. That's 888-216-2461. Do it today.
Gasoline prices are out of control. Are you tired of giving your hard-earned dollars to the major oil companies? Did you know that the oil companies have developed special products to increase mileage in their own vehicles? Very few customers even know such products exist. SFR has obtained this technology that is backed by testing the oil companies have run. Yet they don't want you to know about them. This product is made right here in the United States and is not a typical gas treatment found at your local store. SFR lasts up to 6 months. SFR works so well that it even improves mileage on new cars. SFR recently ran this ad, and the response from all over the U.S. was so incredibly strong that we're allowing GCN listeners to receive a free bottle when one is purchased at our regular price of $9.99. If you're not completely delighted with the savings, we'll refund the purchase price and shipping. Share the oil company's secret and get SFR now. Call 888-USE-SFR-1. That's 888-873-7371 today.
Attention, this is Jack Blood with an urgent GCN news bulletin. Do you desperately need to get out of debt fast? Would you like to make some of your debts disappear completely? If so, and you're a GCN listener, there is a very real chance you will now be able to do it. Here's why. A new manual has just been published that reveals how you can get out of debt in 90 minutes without any loans or bankruptcy whatsoever. The insider secrets revealed allow you to get out of debt so fast and so completely that it makes some people feel like they're cheating, but they're not cheating. The secrets taught in the manual are 100% legal and 100% ethical. It's just that bankers, debt collectors, and credit card companies don't want you to know about these loopholes. Learn how to finally teach financial vultures some humility by beating them at their own game, and above all, learn how to bail out for a soft landing. Get control, get relief, get some sleep. Go to www.outin90.com. That's www.outin90.com or give them a call at 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. It is your show. You can bring up anything toll-free at 1-800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 800-259-9231. And, of course, you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com where all the features are totally free. Lots of stuff there. We give it all away, unlike those other radio talk show hosts that want to charge you for accessing their website. So enjoy at freetalklive.com. And if you want to help support the show, you should go shopping with us at the Free Talk Live store. Get yourself some Free Talk Live merchandise, like Free Talk Live hats and T-shirts and hoodies. I'm going to have to buy another hoodie.
Why is that?
Well, I got the medium-sized one and put it through the wash.
Uh-huh.
And it's just, I mean, it still fits me, but you know how it is when things are cotton, they shrink.
You've got long arms, too.
Yeah, the long arms, so I'm going to have to go with the large.
Should have got the large like I have.
Yeah, I should
you
have.
You traded me my medium for a large.
But
and
anyway.
I probably got shorter arms than you.
So head on over to store.freetalklive.com.
I have the large. We'll see whether it's a good switch or not.
I don't know. It's pretty tight on me, man.
You know, I saw a lot of those types of things when we were together last winter at the Liberty Forum.
Yeah, there's going to be even more of them now, I bet.
Yes, indeed.
Because people have had a year to buy them. And actually, we didn't have the hoodies back then.
Right.
So now we've got the hoodies,
t-shirts,
and it's going to be cold, and you're going to see a lot of hoodies.
Bumper stickers, yeah.
It'd be January.
Yeah, people would be wearing their t-shirts, over sweatshirts so that they could see them.
Yeah. You know, I was just thinking, if there are enough women there, we ought to... No. Okay. You know what I was thinking. I'll keep it quiet.
But anyway, go to the store, folks. We do have ladies' t-shirts, I can tell you that. Specially designed for the ladies. The what do they call them? The baby doll tees?
And there is a pool in the... Anyway.
Yeah. So, we don't have white shirts, but we do have... The ladies' tee is pink.
It is... Darn nice.
I do see where you're going there,
yes.
Mark. Or, I mean, Gardner.
Yeah not Mark. No, not Mark.
Laura
not
like
Mark.
That. I am still single. Please.
Does Laura listen to the show?
No. Okay. She wouldn't have caught that.
Oh. 1-800.
I love saying that. Sometimes she listens.
Store.freetalklive.com. Our number is 800-259-9231. Still talking about the Ron Paul campaign.
Yeah.
I mean, it's going to be hard to get away from it tonight because, in case you're just tuning in, Ron Paul has raised... It's not even Ron Paul. It's his supporters. Ron Paul's supporters, today, they organized this all on their own. The campaign was not involved in any way. The supporters have turned out in droves today and raised over $3 million for the Ron Paul campaign, setting the record for maximum or for the most amount of money raised by a Republican, any Republican candidate in the year of 2008.
It's remarkable. It should be on the front page of USA Today tomorrow. It should be there. It should be there. They should have an article in Time Magazine next week talking about this. This should be on ABC World News tonight, tomorrow night.
Well, it's already made ABC. It's made ABC's website, that much for sure, is for sure. And, of course, the day's not over yet. I mean, we're doing this show Eastern time. It's not even 9 o'clock. There's a full other 3 hours.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. We ought to mention how they can get over there if people want to do that donation.
We should do that. RonPaul2008.com.
Right. Yeah. And he's at almost, just a couple of bucks shy of 6.4 mil.
Oh, man.
That's not in one day. That's total for the quarter.
Right, that's total for the quarter. Right. And,
so it's three, because I had it wrong earlier.
Yeah,
I thought
it was a
little over,
three, about 3.3.
Okay. So he's raised almost half of his entire quarterly total in one day.
Right. Here's another example of the phenomenon of the Ron Paul campaign. Was it Friday, I think it was, we had Tom Lizardo on, who is a longtime Ron Paul advisor to the congressman and now on his campaign. And so he came into the studio over my show. And if you go to the Liberty Conspiracy site, it's the second sound file down if people want to hear the interview.
LibertyConspiracy.com.
Yeah. Thanks, Ian. But absolutely amazing, because when we've had other candidates on, you know, they'll be on, we might get one call, maybe two. No, we extended the interview with this man.
Because it was going so well?
Yeah, and we didn't even get to all the calls. It was call after call after call after call. I didn't get to half of the things that I had planned. It was the last hour, and it was awesome. It was so great. And that is a great example of what happens. I think I'm going to mention with you guys here, if you go to YouTube, maybe we emailed each other about this. You go to YouTube, put in Republican debate, boom, it's two pages of Ron Paul.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know?
So it really is. I mean, Ron Paul dominates the online world, and people are talking about him.
Another point I'd like to make is this Guy Fawkes Day. It's the movie V for Vendetta. You see the guy who's portrayed as an anarchist, Guy Fawkes is portrayed as an anarchist. He's pushing the little cart full of explosives underneath Parliament in 1604, and he's going to blow the place up. You know, and think whatever you want to think about Guy Fawkes and, you know, how silly it all might be. This is the young people that are doing this donation. This is not 50-plussers that are doing it. Those are the people that are plodding along every day. They're coming in. They're donating their money.
The dinner that Ron Paul went to out in California, like $1,000 a plate, was mostly men in their 30s.
Yeah, and these are the people that are going to get excited about Guy Fawkes Day. They're going to be excited about those are the people that are supporting, and they are coming in. Now, those are also the people that are not counted in these polls.
Right.
They are completely,
the polls. In Gallup's, in the ABC News, all those polls.
Right. In all the major polls that are out there, they call people up on their telephones who happen to be home. Okay?
Hello?
Who happen to be home, and, you know, they're going to answer.
I like that Mitt Romney. He's a nice fellow.
Right, you know, and that kind of nonsense. They have a home phone. You know, and somehow
the cell phone callers aren't being considered.
Nope.
And, you know, this discounting, I think, guys, of Ron Paul's support, whether it's one of those Fox Dynamics things where they have people calling in, and you know that if Ron Paul were not the leader and it was some other guy, they'd be saying, oh, this is a very serious poll, which, you know, these guys, they don't care one way or the other, as long as they try to make Ron Paul look bad. But if you look at some of the phenomenon about the very fact that, for example, getting all those phone calls on our show, somebody could discount that and say, oh, well, they just had a bunch of organized people calling your show.
Well, what does that tell you? It tells you they've got
organized
people and the other guys don't.
Where are the organized people that are calling for Giuliani? Where are the organized people that are calling for Romney?
Right.
I mean,
now to a certain extent, there is I think there's a certain amount of inertia built into that system, don't you think, Mark, of the big guys being able to count on the people who are sort of lazy, and they'll say, oh, these are my offerings I can take from this TV dinner or this TV dinner. Do I want the Swanson or do I want the, you know?
Yeah.
And Ron Paul is the freshly cooked entree that they've never seen before, and they actually have to get up and cross the floor to get it, you know? So with that terrible analogy stated, I'll just remind people that it's nothing like that in my book. It's all really good. But anyway, but I think there is a certain amount of being able to count on these people going with the standard rather than taking the risk. But those young people, you hit it. They're not considered in the polls because a lot of them haven't voted yet.
Mm-hmm.
They're not considered in the polls because they don't have home phones. They use cell phones.
They may or may not consider themselves Republicans, and you don't necessarily have to be a Republican to vote in every
Republican.
Even
if they have home phones, libertarians are
more likely to have the privacy option, so their numbers won't be listed.
That's right.
I won't take it. Let's go to the phones and talk to Jason in Virginia. You're on Free Talk Live, Jason.
Oh.
Hey, Jason.
You're there?
Oh, did you get shocked by your phone?
sounded like it. Shocked my ear. Hey, been listening to you guys since, May of this year, May 28th exactly.
Mm-hmm.
And I think I've caught every single podcast since then.
Congratulations. Mm-hmm. What's on your mind tonight?
Hey, well, I just gave $100 to Ron Paul on his website.
Nice. Excellent.
And I want to let you guys know that I'm a member of the military-industrial complex, and I still am a pro-freedom guy.
Does that mean you're a military guy or an industrial guy?
Both. I was in the Navy for 6 years, and now I'm a contractor.
Gotcha.
All right. Yep. Lots of people, get it from the military or donating for Ron Paul.
Ron Paul's number one in the military.
These are the people that believe in peace. They've seen what it's like on the other side.
They want to be home real bad.
Right.
Yeah.
That's right.
Yeah.
Yeah. No one I know. I know a lot of the Navy guys, and nobody likes to be out at sea for more than 6 months at a time. Well, most of them don't even like the 6 month thing. But
sure.
Can't imagine they do.
So you personally have seen a lot of Ron Paul support in the military.
Actually, I have not. I put a. I talked to my friends, and I've been telling them about them. Most of them don't even follow politics, and they're like, "So who's this Ron Paul guy?"
Interesting.
So I've been doing my best to spread the word a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
I put one of those big 18-inch stickers on the back of my car window.
The vinyl stickers you got from Ron Paul stuff. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. And that's been getting people coming up to me at work saying, "Hey, what the heck's up with that?"
Interesting.
So then I might tell them about Ron Paul. And most of them are pretty impressed, and they go, "Wow, I'm going to have to check this guy out."
You know, it's really just fantastic. I mean, Ron Paul is sort of the libertarian fantasy candidate almost.
Yeah, yeah.
We've always wanted to see, you know, what would it be like if a libertarian were to actually get into a debate, you know?
Yeah.
Because
mm-hmm.
they've never let it happen. And now they have to let him in. They're not letting him speak very much, but the points he's making, the things he's saying are getting people's attention, and he's obviously a completely different person than the rest of those Republicans, and that's exactly what it would have been like if Harry Brown or Michael Badnarik or any other libertarian would have been able to actually get into a debate. He would have cleaned their clocks, and that's what Ron Paul is in the process of doing. Thanks for the call, dude. We appreciate hearing from you. 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. More calls and yours as well if you make it. People still want to talk about Ron Paul. We'll give you an update on their fundraising here in a moment. We're checking in on basically an hourly basis because they managed to raise hundreds of thousands of dollars an hour. I wish I could do that for our AMP program. More on the way. You can take control. Hour 3 is coming up. This is Free Talk Live.
Let's face it, the political landscape today is all about blaming the other guy. Democrats blame Republicans, Republicans blame Democrats. But I've got to say, at least they're throwing rocks in the right direction. We libertarians are good about fighting amongst ourselves. It's time to pick a candidate, a serious candidate for president, and start moving forward. That candidate is George Phillies.
This is George Phillies, libertarian for president. I approved of this message, paid for by Phillies 2008.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Did you miss your favorite shows on GCN today? Thanks to the continued support of our listeners, subscribers, and sponsors, we are proud to bring the GCN audience a new and exciting way to listen called On Demand. Available on GCNlive.com, On Demand plays each show continuously until the next time the show goes live. It's simple to use. Just go to GCNlive.com, click on the On Demand button, and find your favorite shows. Don't get discouraged. Get On Demand. Free. Thanks again to the listeners at GCNlive.com.
Why?